was thinking more, it's Jacqueline B here on February the 22nd still, and I was thinking more about the advice one would give oneself to our younger selves, and two other things come to mind. One is that whatever advice I would give to my younger self now would be different from the advice that that younger self would need if they'd had my advice now. So if I went back and I gave my younger self advice from where I am in time and space, and that younger self grew up differently because of the advice I gave them, that older self of the revamped person, if they had the opportunity to go back and give their younger self advice, it would be different because they would have had a different life and a different perspective and learnt different things. That's the thing, isn't it? So the more we know, the more we learn, and that changes our perspective, then the more we carry on to learn. So it would never change in actual fact. Although the younger self would grow up differently and they would be different from maybe who you are now, they would still wish that they'd known something they didn't know, because there's something that I don't know that I can't tell that person. So I hope that makes sense verbally as much as it does in my head. And the other thing I would add, and I would tell all of our younger selves, and in fact I would tell all of us now, is that your value and worth in the world is a given. So nothing that happens to you can affect that value and worth. And an example that I've heard used is, if I was to offer everybody a shiny brand new £50 note, most people would be putting their hands up and saying, yes, I'll take that, apart from the few people, the few sceptics that think, you know, what's the catch? If I then took that £50 note and crumpled it up and stamped on it and rubbed it in dirt and I offered it again, all those people who said yes would still say yes, because they recognise its value and worth has not changed by the things that have happened to it.